And you're welcome back to the programme. 24 minutes to the hour is the time, and I'm joined on the line now by Patrina Mitchell from Sliinte Careers. Patrina, good evening to you.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you, and welcome to the programme. This evening, by email from AB, I'm about to start a new job and feel unsure if it's the right one for me. I'm feeling pretty anxious about it all. What should I do?
Yeah, I suppose starting out in a new role, it's not unusual for people to feel, you know, a little bit of a loss of confidence. And often it's because of that they're out of their comfort zone. You know, they may be leaving or in a current role where they're very accomplished. They may be seen as an expert. And I suppose they're transitioning into a new role, which will require them to potentially learn new systems, new technologies, form new relationships, get to know a new team, and also, I suppose, adapt to a new organisational culture. And as exciting as new is, it can also be very scary. So it's not unusual for people to have a little bit of a dip in confidence to start with.
And of course, everyone likes a challenge, and obviously Absolutely. For AB, that may well be the situation here. But as I was listening to you describe the changed circumstances, or possibly the changed circumstances, I was saying to myself, why would AB even want to leave?
Yeah, and I think that's something that, you know, that we often look at when somebody experiences this dip in confidence is, well, let's think back to the time of the interview when you were applying for the job. What was it that attracted you to the job in the first place? And generally, that's still there and that's still the reason. So we need to dig deep into why is there that dip in confidence there now? So by asking, you know, AB kind of, you know, that question in terms of, you know, what is it that is causing you to have this dip in confidence? You know, there are a couple of things. You know, a lot of it is maybe down to maybe they've told the new employers that they can do X, Y, and Z at a particular interview, and then they're now going, can I really actually do that? So one of the things that I would recommend to people is just take some time to reflect on why they hired you. You know, the employers obviously saw something within you in terms of your skills, experience, and abilities that they need within their organisation, and they believe in you. So it's kind of trying to hone back into that moment, you know, within an interview process where, you know, you had the confidence and you certainly can do the tasks probably that you've communicated to do, but it's a little bit of, you know, as the start date gets nearer, sometimes it can affect, you know, our questioning our ability or inner voice telling us maybe, you know, that we need to watch out. But, you know, one of the things that I would say is look in particular at, you know, is there a knowledge gap between what you've said you can do and what the job actually requires? And, you know, have a look at that and see, is there something that you can do to bridge that gap before you start? And that could be looking at, you know, some reading material and maybe taking an online course or something like that as well is always a good start. And that only can take, you know, a few short hours, but it can help in bolstering confidence. And that's really, you know, is a lot of it.
And of course, as well as that, Patrina, like so many of us, we're all somewhat reticent about change. We don't like the idea of change. We like to be in our comfort zone. We like what we're familiar with. And obviously this is change for AB.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And, you know, the more prepared AB is for the first day going into the new employment, you know, the greater comfort he'll have, or she, the better they'll sleep the night before, and that all helps. So, you know, be clear on what you're going to be doing on the first day. So if that requires you ringing your hiring manager or ringing HR to find out, you know, what the format is generally in that organisation for day one, you know, who's going to meet you at reception, you know, do you bring your lunch, do you not bring your lunch on day one, you know, is there restaurant facilities, what about employee parking, the dress code, they're all little things that, you know, cumulatively can have an impact. So get those squared away early so that you're feeling much more comfortable about what's ahead of you.
And Patrina, just one final point. In the context of an individual who may feel in a rut that they're going nowhere in terms of their job, but that they're, you know, they're well paid, they're well looked after, the benefits of the employment are very good indeed. You really need to be careful, I would think, and you're the expert, not me, about actually moving on to pastures new.
Well, I would also say that at the end of the day, you have to enjoy your work. There's no point in being paid well and it's been a good employer if you're not feeling challenged, you know, when you get up every morning
Indeed.
And you're going into work. So you have to love what you do. So I would say start with that. Assess, you know, is what you're going in to do, that, you know, is it right and is it meaningful for you? Does it bring you that sense of joy in your day?
Very good. We leave it there. Patrina Mitchell from Sliinua Careers, many thanks indeed for joining us on the programme this evening.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.